truth. So we worship you, Almighty.
Such a joy in this song. It is the theme song, I know, for this broadcast. Well, good morning, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Domestic Violence Next Door, co-hosted by Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Yes, with Sisters Working Against Gang Violence. And yes, we are continuing our Real Talk discussions with dynamic principles. We're going to keep it based on the Word of God, and we are going to the Lord in worship and in prayer, that we could show extravagant respect to him, because guess what? We are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry and our covenant partners demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow men and women at every given opportunity we have. And yes, through those works of charity and the actions of love, we know that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and yes, we are reaching the lost and the unsaved. Good morning, good morning, good morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. You know, that song, This Means War, is very important in this discussion, because attacks are coming, and even when you expose yourself to want to do right and want to be a part of doing right, the enemy is still active, trying to kill, steal, and destroy the mind of Christ in being in one. And we have to be I lost the word completely, but we need to be on guard. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need to be on guard at all times for those attacks. And that goes for anyone out there listening, that when you take up something and you get on fire about it, you have to really protect yourself. You have to know where the battle is. You have to know who the battle is against. You have to know that the war is constant, but the battle really has been won. There will come adversaries. There will become distractions. There will come people to try to separate you from the love of God, especially when we step out of ourselves and when we really give to others. This is given to others, because I know most of us I speak for myself, and I even believe I could speak for Minister Carolyn, that we've exposed some things and even been exposed in some things that we were closer to domestic violence from being a victim and an abuser. So we have to be really, really conscious that those spirits do not come. This is a warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. And the weapons of warfare are not carnal. We have to know that we are not in a realm of earthly attack, earthly war or battle, but we are in a place. Ephesians chapter 6 will definitely remind us of the principles of where the war is. But I'd like to start in verse 10. It says, the whole armor of God. That's going to be our beginning message this morning as we get ready to talk. And I know me and Minister Carolyn, we don't really have a guest today. We're just going to talk about a couple subjects, but I had to begin here. Look what the word says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, I love commas in the word of God. I see how God stopped the writer and made him even embrace the spiritual flow of the word of God. Finally, as if I've never shared this with you before, and I see that we're close on covenant partners today, that finally is not the end. Finally is the awakening. Finally in the word of God is meaning I get it. I finally can hear you. I finally can see you, God. I can finally embrace you, God, that most people can't see. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, that's a declaration of getting out of yourself. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you, now, as I say, and this has to be shared all the time, is he's talking to you. I put my name on that, but he's talking to me also. He says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I don't know what your biggest devil is. I've shared this before also, but normally if you really pay attention, your biggest devil is looking you right in the face. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Anything physical, flesh and blood, that is not, that is, I know she did it to you. I know she was the one behind the weapon. I know he was the one that shot the gun. I know, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we have to be very particular when we're dealing with issues like this and dealing with from a Christianity standpoint of wanting to save the world and reach the world. Anything or anyone that you've seen on TV and the crimes they've committed, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop pointing the finger and condemning folks. We don't have the power of judgment. Oh my God. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age. Don't think you're fighting principalities and powers from back in Jesus' day. There's some new principalities and powers, some updated principalities and powers. Against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, I've shared this on sidebar also. Heavenly places. Better pay attention to that because everybody just thinks it's just heaven. And some of us recognize heaven because that's how my mama recognized heaven, or we recognize heaven because the sound we've been attracted to say that's heaven or that's heavenly. But watch this. You have to know heaven. Who is heaven? God. Who is God? Jesus. Who is Jesus? The Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? The Word. And who are you? The witness to the Word. You have to know heaven to be in heaven. But there are some heavenly places that in the dwellings of the principalities and the power realm, in that atmosphere, in that dimension, that we have to be so close to God in heaven. Remember, Jesus didn't say, our Father who art in heavenly. He says, our Father who art in heaven. But there, if you see Paul's explanation here, that there are some places that you thought were heaven that just sounded like it, but it was not. Because you got hurt, you got scarred. There were some places that you went to that sounded and looked like heaven and even had a resemblance of heaven, but you came away broken and hurt. See, we have to be in touch with heaven that we know heaven one-on-one. You better tell somebody today, that's their message, is you better know heaven for yourself. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. See, we're talking about violence and any form of violence. And we're talking about domestic violence right next door. Are we talking about the evil day? Come on, somebody. The whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded up your waist with the truth. What's the truth? The word of God, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. What's righteousness? God, Jesus, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Who is that? He's talking about Jesus also. So you see, in the areas of where we need to be strong, Jesus is the strength that we need. That you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one and take the helmet of salvation. Who is salvation? Jesus Christ. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Who is the word of God? Jesus. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Remember, you are not going to find God in that closet. He is not going. Now, don't. Whoa, let me hold on. Let me get. Whew. I cannot profess what God is going to do. Let me get out of that. But I know there's a couple things that he's not going to do. He's not going to come again and die for my sins. It's already been done. Will he show up to you in a physical form? That's between you and God. Will he be walking down the street, or will he be that man on the corner, or will he be that lady that's carrying that basket, or will he be that man asking for a dollar or something to eat or something to drink? Oh, that's out of my realm. But I know one thing, and I know this for sure. He will not pay that price again. But I know, oh my God, that when I know him in the spirit, I'm starting to recognize heaven. So when we're asking these questions, we know the heavenly answer. We know the heavenly response. We know that praying always with, watch this, supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. That's what we're doing here on Real Talk. We're speaking boldly, but we're not speaking about our own words and our own ways. We're speaking about the ways of God through his word. Hallelujah. That we can really speak a word of truth. The Lord was putting on my heart some things, a couple of nuggets I want to throw out of there, and I'm going to bring my co-host on. I told her we ain't going to be here long, but that word, that word gets to going, and I have to release what God has bottled up in me. I have to come back down from that pedestal. I was telling a friend of mine that when I'm ministering, it's like it's an out-of-body experience. I'm sitting up in the corner, very little. I done shrunk. On a little bitty, you can the podium is so small up in the corner of the room. But I have now transformed and been put on that podium to observe God moving through me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. He is available to move on your behalf. That subject that the Lord had put in my spirit today is the cycle. Excuse me. The cycle of violence, of abuse, of actions that most of us are being affected by. We have to always be aware. See, one awareness that we always must hold on to is that the percentages are high. The percentages are something that you cannot say you didn't see it. Or that didn't look right. I mean, I was in the I have a testimony. I was in the bank the other day, and there was these two young ladies in the line, and you could tell they was you know from Compton, L.A. somewhere. They was hood, but they were in a relationship. You could pick that up also, but there was a dominant and there was a one that was weak. And so as they finally got to the beginning of the line, and I'm at the back of the line, I'm already looking for a reason to get out of there. I hate lines too, but I learned a lesson that day. The younger lady that you would think is the female one in this relationship turned around and said, "You go get that money." And I looked, I said, "Oh, Pastor, stay out of that. You get that grown folks business. They look like kids. They look like your children, but stay out of it." So I turned my way to the other thing, started looking at my phone, and Jesus, started praying in the spirit. And then all of a sudden I heard a noise. Well, I had to turn around. I looked around, and the smaller, more petite, more lady-like one of the two had slapped the other one straight in the mouth and say, "No, you going next and get that money." I had to go back up again because now I'm that pastor is coming out, and now that against abuse, that spirit is coming up in me. But I had to move in the bank, and before I could look away, she slapped her again and grabbed her around the neck, and I said, "Ma'am, can you please stop bullying her? Can you please stop abusing her?" Oh Lord Jesus, I got called every day from this young lady that was young enough to be probably my grandchild. She was probably about 17, like I said, but anyway, daughter or niece or whatever, but she called me everything but a child of God. Then she got on the phone calling her daddy saying, "Here's this old man that's about to die, He toe up from the flow up. He need to be slapped in the mouth. Come on. He's at the, we at the Bank of America on Atlanta. Well, now here come Compton, Pastor E. Oh, you talking about a daddy? No, anyway, let me stay out of that. But I had to continue to pray because it was right before me. Then the bank person came to me and wanted to put me out of it because they allow it to find out that these two young ladies come in there all the time and go through the same thing. The other one goes up there and they tell them there's no money in there. You have to be aware. 60% of all young women are experiencing some sort of abuse. It's impossible to ignore and to say we didn't see it. 29% have been in several abusive relationships. Then you go back down to the larger percentage. Every woman has been shoved, slapped, pushed, or talking to in a, even from woman to woman, in an abusive way. That cycle, why is the questions that we need to really start asking is why? You know, what is the cycle of abuse? That refers to repeated and dangerous acts of violence over and over, the cycle pattern. The cycle repeats and it continues, and people that are in a situation where they already feel like they are second best are now feel forced to stay in these cycle of abuse situations, and they continue to pour over. That's our subject today. I want to open that up in our lines today and give everybody an opportunity to speak on that. I see Minister Carolyn had to drop. So we're going to open up the lines at this point. If you have a question, comment about the cycle, if you have a question or comment about the warfare and the battle, dial 1 right now. We want to open up the lines here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Minister Carolyn, I see, had to drop off, but we want to give everybody an opportunity to share. If not, we're going to keep it just right there. That is our message for today. We want to honor domestic violence. We're going to be putting together a weekly awareness shirt that should be available the second week of March, that we can get out and really support each other in being aware of domestic violence right next door. I see we have a caller. Area code 251, last 4-4911. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Hi, how are you, Pastor E? God bless.
I am blessed.
And God bless everyone on this line. I am actually Kimberly Holloway and Antoine Ellis' oldest daughter. Amen, and praise be unto you. But going forward with the subject, I am a victim of domestic violence. I was shot 7 times in 2013 by an ex-boyfriend. And, you know, God do everything for a reason. He is so mysterious and awesome. But it humbled me to the point of understanding. I can now see things that I did not see before, or I may want it to ignore. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, everyone I feel that is listening may know someone that's going through a very violent situation. It may be mental. It may be spiritual. But, I mean, I'm talking about physical. I have a vision of a physical, and it deals with family. You know, it may be husband and dealing with family members. Whatever it is, it needs to come out and stop hiding it, because if you're praying to God, you know, faith without work, you know, is dead. So you have to come out and do something about it. I mean, it's nothing wrong with you know, coming out and doing something about it before it's too late. You know, you can't wait till it's too late. Some people try to have a certain lifestyle, Pastor, and they want people to think that everything is peaches and cream, you know. So, you know, they may have some type of pride or / embarrassment, you know, behind closed doors is monstrous. But, you know, in order for your soul and your spirit to live the way God wanted to, you have to let go of those demons. So I just, you know, I'm glad I was able to share and able to say something. And God bless you all.
Amen. We're glad you dialed in and dial one. That's what we're looking for. We need more voices and more. See, there's a spirit that went forth with your testimony and your strength that's going to touch somebody and say, wait a minute, she sounds like me. It just can't always come from the preacher. We're
Amen.
All preachers. We all need to be ministers
Amen.
Of reconciliation, of bringing back the hope in people's lives. And that's what we're
Amen.
Here for. Every Saturday, we're dedicated for the whole season of 2018, every Saturday morning to discuss any form of violence right next door. Any form of abuse right next door and in your house, we want to talk about that. So feel free to come back and share. You can get with me offline. If you have a subject you want to bring, we'll definitely bring you on and let you blow us up.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to. And the Lord willing, you know, with his will, it shall be done. But this wasn't for nothing. And I always find my mom following you and stuff. But, you know, everyone goes through situations. And I had a situation and a couple of situations. And I just always call on God.
See, now you sound like me. Look, now you sound like me. I was like, oh, you had a situation? Oh, you doing good. No, I had some situations. But thank God. Woo, thankful.
Oh,
I'm so thankful for God.
I may have a bad leg. I may have bullets in me, but my mind is still here. It's better than ever. And there's nothing like the mind. The brain is the most vital organ in your body. You know, I'm foregoing certain things, and, you know, I don't speak upon the blessings that God bestows me with, because, you know, sometimes you have to keep it to yourself until the time for, you know, until
That's
the
right.
time for otherwise. You know, but, you know, I just thank God for life, and I mean life, and I thank God for love, because God is love. But I'm also thankful for you, and I also follow Sir Ryan. Minister Sir Ryan is very, I could say, on my level. You know, I feel that we have a lot in common, because I follow him, and his post like be right on point. As soon as I was speaking some, I'll see.
Oh yes, the young man is anointed. Yes, the young man is anointed.
Oh yes. Yes, I can really feel it. I can really feel it. I am highly favored and anointed in the spirit of God. I'm in my transition, but, you know, at the same time, we always striving towards the top. There's never a stopping point. So, you know, now that I'm aware, I'm just glad that I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
And God bless you.
God bless you, too. We'll talk offline and definitely get you back on one of these Saturday mornings to bless us. God bless you so much. Amen. Anybody else got a couple more minutes if you want to get a shout out, something that you've heard that you, or maybe you're one that you don't even know how you got on this broadcast today, but you have experienced or you are in an abusive situation. Let me give you our hotline number right now that you can get in touch with someone to talk to. At the P2P hotline is 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. And you will get a call back, if not answered immediately at that number. We want to be here for you. But if you're on the line and you, maybe this has been 20, 30 years ago, and it just, the release of it and the awareness of it that you need to get it out, you can dial one also. Mr. Terry, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful family. I tell you, Pastor E, I was listening to you. Your testimony of the young lady in the bank, the two women. But you know what, Pastor E, you know, being from Compton, being from the hood, we know how to deal with them, and we know it's not that flesh. We know what's allowed inside. But that happened, and just your testimony of saying how you handled it. This is a situation we all will encounter, and we have to know. We cannot act in the flesh. We have to stay in that spirit. And right on point, we have to say, Lord, I know I've had to do it. I have to say, Lord, just hold me, Lord, hold my tongue and everything pleasing to you, because those people at that very time right then, they need us right then. They need us more than we need them. So a lot of these youngsters, they don't know, because Pastor E, they're not getting it in the home.
That's right.
And, you know, I was explaining to a family member just this week, a few days ago, they allow in them. And if we're not standing in that word of God, he'll jump in you. ooh, he'll jump on in you, and he'll bring so many, you know. So I just
that's right.
Say, you said it, Ephesians 6. You got to put on the full armor. You have to just stay in that word of God to fight off that enemy that's coming. He can be coming at domestic violence next door, right in front of you. But the thing is, he can be within you too. You said first thing we got to do, we got to fight him off within ourselves. So this is
right.
Awesome. And I was listening to the young lady, the beautiful woman of God, her testimony. So this is something, Pastor E, that has to continue to. Domestic violence, this happens. Ooh, Jesus, I pray for those that's in it, that they get out now, because there is help. And that's the thing, you're going to share the PQP hotline, because some people don't know there's hope and there's help. Amen?
Yeah, and that's the thing, personal help. I was talking to some people this week, you know, at the county building and at the disability area, just, you know, just ringing up thing. And most people, those 800 numbers, they don't want to call.
No.
And they're going through, you know, different, it's just different uncomfortable situations that happen. So we're here for anyone that needs us, and we want to be available at any time. Again, P2P hotline 562-413-3710. And Minister Terry, we want you to get a topic for one of these weeks. We need all of our team partners to come with a topic. Send us topics and send us different ideas for this broadcast. I see Minister Carolyn pop back on.
Absolutely.
I think she's traveling, so she dropped for a minute. But let me get her in here and give her an opportunity. Good morning, Minister Carolyn.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor. Yes,
Did I preach you off the line?
No, I dropped off and I kept trying to call back, and it just wasn't making sense. I was like, yeah, the devil's a lie. But yeah, you do have to keep your full armor in. I am sit and parked in the car, and I'm in front of my niece's house, and it's ironic how young people go through the domestic violence issues at such a young age. And sometimes we do have to say the parents. Last week I was here, and my nephew that got on the phone and spoke, he has a girlfriend. They're only 15. But I watched them and they argued. And the brother was, he's 19, and him and his girlfriend was in the other room arguing. And the other nephew was taking his girlfriend down the street. And I'm looking around like, I'm on a domestic violence hotline and looking at all this stuff that's going around, like, my God, and then the disrespecting and the name calling. And I have to not bring out Carolyn or Minister B. I mean, not Bubbles or Minister B. I have to really pray, because I wanted to go around and just pop everybody upside their head to make them stop. That was it. I'm like, what are you guys? What is it, a spirit in this house? So when they was gone, I prayed in the house, and then everybody started leaving. And they always say, don't get in the car with Auntie Bubbles, because she'll take you to church or a second call me. And I'm like, both of them places have saved your life. Why
yes,
do you just want to sit here? And I'm sitting here watching them now, and it's like, I'm just amazed at, like, what can you do? So I put a little girl to the side, and I try to talk to her. My nephews, and they're like, gone with that Auntie Bubbles butt. They've seen it, their parents go through it, where their mom's getting a black eye. So maybe this is normal. And we have to start showing them that it is not normal. And that's why I have to check myself, because I could get really boisterous and aggressive. So now I just start singing Sweet Jesus when I really wanted to say something.
I don't think you were. Were you here when I was telling what happened in the bank the other day?
I was partially. I was telling you the phone was breaking up, man.
That took everything. That took everything Jesus in me. I had to just underneath my breath, like Jesus, 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 because I was about to. And then when she said her daddy, oh, I was ready to go. Then I had to go double Jesus, because I was like, oh, you got your daddy. I take care of him. Tell him, you know, and then even when I walked out, Minister Carolyn, I was still kind of thugged out, like, okay, where they at?
What?
Because she didn't call her daddy and her brother. I didn't hear them. I got it on video, because I turned my video on the phone just in case. You know, I could show him right. In case I went out there and say, your daughter disrespected me. Look how she talked to me, and see if I could calm it down. But I was still kind of thugged out when I walked out there. You're like, okay, wait a minute, where they at? Looking left and right. Trying to get to my car quick.
That's that full armor. You, like you were saying, you have to put your full armor on when you go, because he'll come at you through the people you least expect.
Yes. At the bank, oh my God, it was something else. But anyway, I still pray that I was able to even influence both of them, because they weren't there. There weren't any, nothing happened. Thank God. But Jesus, I'm telling you, if I would have went off in that bank like back in the day, I probably would have went to jail that day, because them young ladies were younger than me. And then, you know, when you take up for somebody, the other one usually turn on you too.
Yeah.
So thank God. Amen. Amen. What a testimony. We want to continue growing these subjects, and we want everybody to get involved. Don't feel like this is just me and Carolyn, Minister Carolyn. This is a network broadcast. We want some subjects from you. We want to give you an opportunity to get on here and co-host with us. We're not here to take over. We want to make this, because I'm telling you, we need you to make this work. 52 weeks. That's a lot of weeks for just me and Minister Carolyn. Now we can do it. We gonna do it, because we've committed to it. But we still want to open the doors up to everybody to get involved. And even if you don't want to get online, you can send us your concerns or send us your thoughts, and we will definitely address those things. I know we're gonna shut it down. I gave everybody, I already opened the lines, everything. We got our comments. Give you opportunity to anything you like to say here, and then we're going to get out of here.
No, I'm just thankful that we're still going. We're still moving, even if it's one or two of us. God is good, and we're still learning every day. And even with doing this show, I'm starting to see more and react less.
There you go.
That's it for me.
I'm growing. Yeah. I'm growing in this. So if nobody else is, I'm growing from this. I know we're doing a good thing, and I know God is finding favor on us. So God bless.
Amen.
Anything else? What you got going on today?
Today I'm just doing a little sisters working against gang violence stuff, getting ready for this Angola trip, still trying to collect donations and trusting in God, believing in God that now I'm working on the rooms. The tickets are paid and but now I'm working on the room. So, you know, God is good. He's still bringing in. Yeah, so good.
Check Priceline.
Okay.
Yeah. Priceline and do the deal. The special deal. They got some good prices. Amen. Well, God bless you, family. We thank you for joining us today. It has been, as always, an exciting part of our journey to learn more, to accept more about our own faults and some things that we're not being forth with. Let's be honest. Let's be open. But let's do things not for our own good, but for the good of others. Amen. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. And I want you to know that you were beautifully made by God. Come on, start to encourage yourself. But let's go to war. We open with this song. We gonna end this song every Saturday morning. This is war. You better tell it. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. Might as well put your hands together. Come on. Put them together.
That's all you got, that's all you got.